Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always for our Los Angeles and area therein listeners, if you'd like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And including all of those who are everywhere else, including right here in the absolutely beautiful, we may get some rain, San Francisco Bay Area. The guest call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. And the chat room is open. So if you'd like to log in and say hi to producer Kaina or hang out there and listen to the show, afterwards I'll be logging in and answering questions, comments, or concerns. So I was having a fascinating conversation with someone, and one of the things I like best about talking about wellness and spirituality and all of those things is when somebody has a view that doesn't totally resonate with my own. And the reason I like this is because it allows me to get a different perspective, and it also allows me to share mine. So as long as everybody's playing nice, that type of discussion can really be a huge gain for everybody involved in it. So if you have somebody that you can talk to without having it get all personal, I really encourage you to experience what somebody else has as a perspective that's not in alignment with your own. So we were talking about the concept of being present and in the moment. And it was really interesting because there are sort of separate schools of thought. One is that you need to absolutely be 100% present and accepting of the moment, no matter what it is, in order to be able to be at peace and let it go and all of that good stuff. There's another perspective that sometimes the present moment is really, really, really lousy. And if you get stuck in the idea of trying to force yourself to be in acceptance of it, then you're kind of letting go of the idea that that moment is only that, a moment. And then the next moment is going to bring something else. The next moment is going to bring something else. So by kind of projecting yourself forward beyond the moment and allow yourself to view the world for what it is, a set of infinite possibilities that can bring you great happiness. So what's happening right in that moment really doesn't matter. So needless to say, that was my viewpoint. And I have held for a very long time now and through a lot of experiences that for me, when the moment that I'm in frankly sucks, one of my best tools that I use is my by this time next year. And I'll explain what that is. When I'm in a space where really it's just that hard space that we all get into sometimes when things aren't working out or things are stalled or life isn't exactly what it could be or what we would like it to be, I tell myself, well, by this time next year, I'm going to have this and I'm going to have this and this is what my life is going to be like, and I'm going to look back on this moment and go, wow, I'm really glad that, you know, I was able to get past that. And by doing that, and someone once told me, well, that means you're not being in the moment that you're in and you're not totally accepting that moment. And my feeling is, well, I can acknowledge that in that moment, that's all I've got to work with. And that is as good as it gets in that moment. But that's not the only moment I'm going to have. I can accept that the moment exists, but I certainly don't have to say I'm okay with it. Because, I mean, honestly, some moments really suck. And maybe in that moment, I don't want to be at peace with what's going on then. I may be in a state where I'm going, doggone it, it is going to get better than this. This is going to change. So the idea that you can be in acceptance that the moment does exist, and in, at that moment, maybe there's nothing you can do about it other than to accept that it exists, while at the same time accepting also that an infinite number of other moments are going to present themselves. And it's the choice of the individual to choose what it is they want to do with that moment. Maybe in that not-so-happy moment, there's something for you to learn. Well, maybe the main thing you learn is that you really don't like that situation, that that doesn't work for you. And maybe that's all you need to learn from it. The idea of looking for, you know, the deep learning, and I'm a firm believer that no matter how bad it is, there is a gift in it. There is something to learn. There is something that's going to move you forward. The question is, what does it move you forward to? And often, you know, as a chiropractor and as someone who works with people on a physical wellness piece, one of the biggest things that people kind of get stuck in is, well, if I'm supposed to accept and love myself unconditionally exactly as I am, what is my motivation for changing or losing weight or, you know, giving up smoking or whatever it is, whatever change comes in. And in that, they kind of feel like they, or they've expressed that they feel like they've almost failed or they're incapable of accepting themselves unconditionally because they want to change their lives. They want to improve their lives. And I've had a lot of folks who come to me with that feeling that that's a conflict and that they can't get into their spiritual happy place because they don't like how their life is. There is a way to find balance with that. There is a way to realize that you are an amazing, wonderful individual and you are the best you that you can be right now. Does that mean that by accepting yourself, warts and all, that you're okay with all of your lifestyle choices or habits or whatever? And it doesn't have to mean that. Being able to love yourself unconditionally has in it inherently for all of your graces and all of your shortcomings. When you love someone else, and, you know, we all have those people in our lives who, you know, we just hold that huge amount of love for. You know, when I think of my sons, who are the two most special individuals on this planet to me, I look at them for exactly who they are. I accept them for their, you know, the great qualities they have and, you know, the little, shall we say, eccentricities that we all carry. And by looking at the total person that they are and saying, you know what, for the parts I like and the parts maybe I would change, I still love them. And if they came to me and said, hey, you know, Mom, I'm in a really tough place, there is no question that I would be there for them. There is no question that if they just needed me to hold them and to hold space for them and to be there for them, you know, yeah, I might have comments about whatever it was they chose that got them into that situation, but that's not the time to bring it up. It's like, you know what, no matter what you choose, I will unconditionally love you. And if you choose to make changes in your life, I'm behind you and I'm there. And if you don't, I'm there anyway. Unconditional acceptance of accepting exactly who we are. We just need to take that and turn it on to ourselves. And that can be a really hard thing, is to have that unconditional love and acceptance that we give to our family and our friends And, you know, we all know those people in our lives. I'd be willing to bet all of us have at least one person in our lives who works our last nerve, who we spend half the time trying to help them see how great they can be, and yet we're tremendously frustrated by them, but we do not give up on them. They are still there. They're still a part of our lives, and we will still keep, you know, hoping the best for them and being there for them. We can do that for ourselves. That is that place of accepting exactly who you are for your faults and your wonderful points. And really, faults are just choices. And if we take the judgment of what it is that someone does and say, okay, it was just a choice. They made a choice, and here was the consequence of that choice. It doesn't mean that you have to be in favor of the choice, and it doesn't mean you have to go, you know what, that's okay, it doesn't matter. Well, maybe it does. The important thing is that if this person is a part of your life in a way that, you know, you're just going to be there, you have a spiritual agreement. And sometimes a spiritual agreement is you tell them about themselves. Like, you know what, you were really off base with this. That allows them to be able to grow. That allows them to move forward. But it doesn't mean that you don't accept them. And family is probably one of the biggest, you know, paradigms where this comes into play. And when, you know, we think about the people in our lives that mean so much to us that, you know, maybe we don't always agree with. Maybe some of their choices are not, in our view, good choices. You still love them, and you still accept them, just maybe not what they do, but you can still accept them. So by turning that on to ourselves and going, you know what, I can accept who I am in this moment and be at peace with that while at the same time setting a goal for myself and setting a standard for myself, saying, you know what, this is not where I'm staying. Because this is not where I want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years. A year from now, I'm going to have these things in my life. And I will tell you that, at least for me, at times when I could not see the light at the end of the tunnel, by projecting myself and imagining that future that is going to be better, when I am going to have a different set of circumstances. It's very much the same thing as creating a vision board. I mean, the vision board, you don't put on the vision board the things as they are now. What you do is you set up the vision board to be that reminder of what is to come. And, you know, for those who have read The Secret and, you know, What the Bleep Do We Know, and, you know, these different types of books and movies that all deal with the idea that your world is what you create it to be. Now, that being said, other people can do things that will affect your world. When somebody else makes a choice that affects your life, there's not a whole lot you can do about their choices. What you can do is figure out, okay, they've done something that has disrupted my personal world. Your choice comes in how you respond to it. What is my choice and what is my responsibility? After they make a choice, what do I want to do with it? So by being in a place of acceptance, while at the same time, no, I'm really clear that this is not how it's going to be. And while I may love this person and want the best for them, if they make choices that do not align with my plan for what I want out of life, I can love them, I can wish the best for them, but I don't need to be around them. Or I don't need them around me in a way that is going to take from me. And while that can sound very selfish, honestly, it's not. And frankly, I think that since there is light and shadow to everything, there is a definite light aspect to being selfish. There's a definite enriching and empowering to going, you know what, this time, this one time, I'm going to put myself first. I'm going to decide what I want, not based on what everybody needs from me, not based on what other people are looking at. What is it that will make me happy in this moment? And if it's something that you can set into motion, go for it. Set that into motion with the thought and intention behind it. By taking care of myself, I can better take care of other people. By taking time and honoring myself, I can be there in a better and bigger way for the people who I care for and who need me. This coming weekend, I am, and my weekend starts tomorrow, I am taking a weekend to go fishing. And I've been looking forward to it for a long time, and I'm going with somebody who is just, you know, my adopted mom, and, you know, we both love to fish. And the idea of taking a day that I'm taking away from my patients, taking a day that I'm taking away from the people I counsel, and basically turning my phone off for a span of time that I am going to take care of me. And it seems as though over the last couple of weeks, about everything that could pile up and, you know, complications and all kinds of other stuff have very interestingly come up. And part of my way of dealing with it when it just kind of piled up, it's like, okay, calm down. I will be going fishing. And that is what I focus on. That's where I go for that few minutes that I need a break from the rush and from the, you know, the phone calls and the emails and all of that stuff. So by taking a break from the present, we can be present in a moment, but we can choose another moment to be present in. Choose to be present in a moment, and even if it's a moment that you create completely out of your imagination, go there for a vacation for a few minutes. Tell yourself, wow, when this, you know, this rush with work and I'm overwhelmed with, you know, the piles of emails and piles of, you know, correspondences that I've got to go through and it really bears you down, or I've got all this paperwork to do. Take a moment and say, you know what? I'm going to go and do this. And I think next year I'm going to take a Hawaiian vacation. And for the next few minutes, embrace what that Hawaiian vacation is like and what it's going to be and how wonderful it's going to be. Whether or not you actually take it, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I recommend you do. But even the thought of stepping out of the place of stress, spending a little time enjoying, if it's nothing more than your imagination, not so bad. Heck, if it's just your imagination, you don't have to worry about how much it costs. You know, I'm whatever it is, you know, if you're stressing because, you know, maybe you don't have a job that, you know, that pays you enough, and that's really a big pressure, tell yourself, by this time next year, I'm going to have a wonderful job, and I'm going to have been working that job for a while, and it's going to be perfect for me. And I'm going to look back on this moment and go, wow, I'm really glad that I didn't let myself get overwhelmed, because I would have missed this amazing opportunity. When we look back on our lives and see all the points that were really hard, they were all followed by a time that wasn't. And by focusing and remembering that maybe the present moment sucks. Maybe it's a really hard moment. That moment is going to pass. And by giving yourself a nice little preview of what is to come, created entirely by you. I mean, you have no idea that that's not exactly what's going to happen. And if it, you have to tell yourself a story, tell yourself a good one. So by realizing that there are infinite possibilities to everything. And if being in the moment brings your energy down and takes you into a really hard place, take a break from it. step outside of it for a few minutes, then come back into it. You know, when you're refreshed, when you've had a chance. You know, sometimes when things get very heavy, or especially at work, you can step outside. Even just stepping outside and taking a deep breath can make a world of difference. This is like stepping outside and taking a deep breath for your mind and for your spirit, and realizing while this moment is lousy, the next moment isn't necessarily going to be that. And if that moment is still hard, you know what? I know down the pike, there's going to be a moment that's going to be great. And I'm going to enjoy it, and it's going to be fantastic. And I will be able to look back on this and go, wow, that really was a learning moment. And sometimes the gift in it is realizing that you can step away from it. That moment, while you can acknowledge it, you don't have to be it. And even if it's a happy moment, understanding that, well, I'm going to appreciate this moment for everything that it's worth, because I know that coming down, there's going to be some hard times, because that's how life works. I always say it's fun until it isn't, and it sucks until it doesn't. And no matter how fun it is, at some point it's going to suck. And no matter how much it sucks, it's going to get fun again. So as we become present with the fact that every moment is temporary, that wherever you're at, accept that you're there, but don't limit yourself to it. Be in that space of, wow, I really need to look at this, while at the same time knowing that, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to change. Change is inevitable as long as we allow it. And one of the tricks with being kind of caught in a moment and, you know, really focusing on being very present with it is we can become overwhelmed by it. We can actually become trapped in it, give ourselves a break from it. I mean, yeah, sometimes we need to do that hard work. Sometimes we need to really get in there and, you know, and face that demon within, you know, to face that challenge. And, you know, like the song says, when you're going through hell, keep on moving. So as we work with being able to find that balance point of what is and what can be, we'll be able to envision a much better world for ourselves. And we have a caller, Hadasha, and who is working on a vision board. Hadasha, hi.
Hi, Dr. Eileen. How are you?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
I'm okay.
You're okay. So you're working on a vision board. That's very cool.
Yes, my original one pretty much was like looking back,
mm-hmm.
and now I have another one that I'm working on looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
And each item that I'm choosing actually represents like different pivotal points in my life, things
mm-hmm.
that I've overcome.
Yeah.
And the new one is where I want to be. And I'm trying to keep these things in front of me because I want them to serve as motivation, even though things have been extremely tough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm at one end of the bridge, and I want to get over to the other side. But
mm-hmm.
there's some things that I haven't had the power to change yet, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just
okay.
really trying to learn as much as I possibly can to make that change, regardless of the obstacles.
Well, that is really cool. And I really like the idea of creating sort of it's almost like creating a storyboard and
mm-hmm.
being able to look at the light and shadow of what has been and then realizing that there is that infinite possibility on how you want to create the world. I mean, you can tell yourself any story you want. And by being able to visualize it and being able to move into it, so the idea is, and I'm really kind of picking up that it's about letting go of certain things, and that this place that you're in where there's some things that you can't really change right now,
mm-hmm.
that they're kind of hanging around so you can really know that it is not for you to change. Sometimes if there's nothing you can do about something, there's actually nothing you should do about it. And I get the feeling that there's other people involved in this. Does that
yes.
resonate? Okay.
Yes.
So you can be, you know, recreating your vision, and their vision is not the same. And so being able to accept that sometimes people aren't able to support or, you know, kind of really get your vision,
mm-hmm.
that it's still okay. And it's not like, you know, they can't be in your life. It's just, are they a part of the vision? And it may be, and my feeling is that maybe, you know, there's some folks that you need to shift their role in your life. I mean, they can still be your going to the movies buddy, but maybe they're not your talking about my dreams and my visions buddy. And understand that their perspective is kind of based a little bit in fear. You know, I'm kind of getting that, you know, it's kind of like, no, you know, it's not going to work out, or you have to be realistic, you have to be practical. And there's that place of, you know, that kind of subtle holding back. And this is really hard when it's people who you know care about you and who you care about them. Is that resonating at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And yeah. Then, so the idea is that, you know, there's a saying on the show called Mythbusters, I reject your reality and replace it with my own. I encourage you to make that your mantra. And whenever anything comes into your field that takes away from that vision that you are seeing, say, I reject that reality and replace it with my own. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of very cool stuff that's coming up for you. And it's about you being able to open up and embrace it. And, you know, just allow that people can care about you and be totally wrong as to what's right for you. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, just dream. Think of what the world could be and let your board follow that. And just have some fun with it. Go back into that imagination place, okay?
Yes, definitely. I appreciate that.
All righty, my dear. You call me back and let me know how you're doing, all right? Okay. Let's see. And we've got someone in the chat room who was looking on about how to get the timing right. And tell you what, I will be logging into the chat room after the show, so hang in there, okay? So I can answer your questions from there, all right? In the meantime, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening in. And if you'd like to know more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. You can follow me on Twitter, or you can join in with me on Facebook. So I just want to wish everybody absolute and complete blessing. I wish you balance. I wish you hard times that lead you to good times, and the knowledge that it's all going to work out. Honest, it is. One way or another, of all the things that you have dealt with, you've survived 100%. And believe in that. Believe in the potential of what you can be, and that you can have whatever you dream. And maybe if it doesn't work out, you at least tried. And you probably had fun doing it. Always understand that you are amazing and beautiful and perfect as you are, and there's always a possibility for something new and amazing in your life. Open yourself up to that. So, everyone take care, and we will be back next week. And like I said, I'll be logging into the chat room right after the show. Take care, everyone.